98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Rush Hour Reboot.
Hour number three of the show. Luke Lipinski, Rudy Carpenter in for Doug and Wolf. Let's turn it over to Aaron Maloney with the Rush Hour Reboot.
So, NBA free agency continued yesterday, and the Suns continued to add to their roster. They reportedly acquired 7-foot power forward Frank Kaminsky on a 2-year, $10 million deal. What was your guys' reaction?
My first reaction, honestly, wasn't even a Suns reaction. I just know that U of A fans can't stand Frank Kaminsky because of the damage he's done to them in the tournament with Wisconsin. So that was my first reaction. That was like, oh, I forgot Frank Kaminsky was around, but I remember what he did with Wisconsin. It was pretty impressive to me as an ASU fan.
Well, my first reaction was Frank Kaminsky still in the NFL or still in the NBA making $10 million a year. What a racket.
So with the signing of Kaminsky, our own John Gamadoro is reporting that it means it's the end of the Dragan Bender era in Phoenix. What is your best Dragan Bender memory? Is it when he got called for traveling just for dribbling? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I don't want to say that's my favorite memory, but it really might be. It's the moment of his career that stands out the most. And I'm not, like, actively rooting against him, but if he goes somewhere else and has any level of success, I'm going to be really frustrated.
I can't lie to you. I don't have a Dragan Bender memory.
I have that memory just because it was such a weird play, but that's about it. Other than that, it's like on draft night they were excited. I remember that, and now he's not going to be on the team. That's a memory.
So the Kawhi Leonard waiting game continues. According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, there's a possibility there may not be a decision until later in the week. So if you were Kawhi Leonard, where would you go? So take all emotions out of being like a Suns fan. Where would you go?
If it's me, I'm going to the Clippers. And this was my stance with LeBron a year ago, so I'm guessing he's not going to go there. But if I were an NBA player at the very top of the league, I wouldn't have any interest in going to the Lakers and being part of a team that's going to win, part of a super team that's going to win, because I've already won. It makes sense for Anthony Davis because he's never won anything. And it makes sense for LeBron because I guess he wants more rings to cement his legacy or whatever. But for Kawhi Leonard, if I'm Kawhi and I want to live in L.A. over Toronto, okay, I get that. I would rather live in L.A. than Toronto. But I want to play for the Lakers. And it's not even because it's the Lakers. It's just because I want to prove I can make the Clippers an actual winning team.
If I'm Kawhi Leonard, look, I think he's one of the best players on the planet, and I think he did something unbelievable this year winning a championship with the Toronto Raptors. And if I'm Kawhi Leonard, I love the fact that he's always different. He does things his own way, and I think he should continue that trend because it'll add to the mystique and the legacy of Kawhi Leonard. So I'm in agreement with Luke. If I'm Kawhi Leonard and I want to just go back to Los Angeles and live in Los Angeles and not live in Toronto, I go to the Los Angeles Clippers. They're a good basketball team. They're going to have a chance to compete. And I think if he can win a championship or anything with the Los Angeles Clippers, I think he's just going to add to his legacy and add to the mystique and who he is as a player. I don't see why Kawhi Leonard would ever want to go to the Los Angeles Lakers and play second fiddle to a guy like LeBron James.
I would also say, too, I mean, he's in an interesting position of he basically has bought himself a year. If he goes to a team next year and they don't win the title or go deep, like, whatever. You look at the run he just went on with Toronto. In the Clippers, he's not going to be able to bring another star player with him to the Clippers, but in terms of how they're set up, they're kind of similar to what Toronto was a year ago when he went there. So, I don't know. To me, that's the clear choice of the three.
So less than 24 hours after KD agreed to a deal with the Nets, the Warriors announced plans to retire his number 35. So what are your thoughts on retiring a player's number who has only played for a team for 3 seasons?
It's weird, isn't it? Doesn't that seem weird? He played. I get that he won 2 titles there, but they had already gone to the previous 2 championships and won one of them. Should have won the second
Warriors one. The
Warriors
were going to win the title anyway, I felt like, those 2 years,
yeah,
right?
I did too. I mean, yeah, I feel like they were. It's not a knock on Kevin Durant. And if you just look at what he accomplished there, getting to the finals all 3 of his years and winning 2 of them, if you just look at it in a vacuum, okay, that's pretty special. But he joined an already talented team. And if you're going to retire player's jersey after 3 years on being on a team? I mean, how many jerseys are going to be retired?
That's what I was
league?
Just going to say. I mean, look, if you're the Warriors, always want to be out in front on issues, and if that's their prerogative, that's fine. But if you're going to retire Kevin Durant's number as the Warriors organization, then that means Draymond Green gets his number retired. It means Klay Thompson gets his number retired. It means Steph Curry gets his number retired. It means Andre Iguodala gets his number retired. Is there a player on the Warriors who don't get their number retired?
I don't think Andre Iguodala is getting his number retired.
Not
after
now.
His comments.
But I'm just saying. I mean, these guys were a part of teams that were not so good. They were part of the rebuild and became a NBA championship caliber team. When Kevin Durant entered the Warriors, they had already won NBA championships. So to me, all those guys get their numbers retired in that stadium.
Maybe I'm alone on this. Durant played 208 games with Golden State, not counting playoffs. I still think of him, now that he's not on Golden State either, I still think of him first and foremost with Oklahoma City because he spent so much time there.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
I agree.
EA Sports released the Madden player ratings. They gave Kyler Murray a 73 overall. Should players care about these ratings? Rudy, did you care?
Well, I think my rating was like -4, so of course I...
It was a 60. In Madden 2013, it was a 60.
But the point is...
Maloney always does the research, yeah. So you can't just throw out a number. She won't
no,
have
Rudy,
it.
No, Rudy knew what his Madden rating was. All players know what their Madden rating is.
I think all players...
No, you knew. I want you to admit that you knew what your Madden player rating was.
Well... I can honestly tell you I've never played video games, so I didn't know what my Madden rating was.
You never played Madden?
No.
Wow. Okay.
I'm just being honest. But with that being said, look, professional athletes are crazy. They're the most like emotionally unstable people of all time, so of course they all know what their Madden ratings are. Every last one of them. Except for me, I just didn't play it. It wasn't as big.
Yeah, I would care if I was a professional athlete. I would 100% care, especially as a rookie, what my Madden rating was, especially as the top pick in the draft, because you haven't had a chance to show what you can do at the NFL level yet. So this is what... This is sort of like a gauge of what people think of you as you enter the league.
Aaron, I swear, you told me I had a 60. I would have. I didn't even know I was in the game, to be honest with you.
Yes, you had a 60. Oh. In Madden 2013, you had a 60.
Who did we do the show? I think Aaron was here. Wait,
it was maybe, with Max, was it with and Max? Then Lorenzo Alexander called in the show,
yes,
and was like,
was.
Don't you talk about my Madden rating. Let's talk about yours. But guys, it's World UFO Day. According to the National UFO Reporting Center, Arizona ranks among the top 10 states with the most UFO sightings. Important question. Do you guys believe in aliens?
I'm going to let Rudy go first, and just with the context that you're wearing an Oregon State shirt.
I know, he's going to say no.
So you're in a tough spot here. Go ahead and answer.
Oh, I absolutely believe there are aliens. Okay. I think it's actually pretty ignorant that we as human beings think that we're just like the only arrogant. We're the only people that like exist in this entire universe or whatever it would be. I mean, there's got to be something else out there, right?
It's really scientific.
I mean, come on. There's got to be something else out there.
I mean, space never ends.
Yeah.
That's what blows my mind. So there has to be.
There's something else.
If space never ends and there's nothing else out there, I would be really shocked. That would be kind of depressing. There's definitely something else out there. Shocking that we're in here on National UFO Day, too.
Well, I'm just bummed that Wolf isn't in here on National UFO Day.
Does he not believe or he does believe? Wolf doesn't believe in aliens?
No, but he believes in Sasquatch.
I don't even think space is real, so I think I beat Wolf on that.
Wait, hold on. Explain why you don't believe space is real.
Have you ever seen it? No one has ever seen it. You can't prove it.
My mind's blown.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, I haven't seen the Suns have a winning record in a long time, but I believe they can do it. I don't know.
Is the Earth flat?
See, I'm not a flat earther, but I definitely don't think space is real.
I got to be honest. I have never heard that argument before from anybody.
No one can prove it. How do we not know NASA isn't fake and just a government conspiracy to make you think that space is real?
This took a very harsh
wow.
turn I wasn't
All right.
prepared for.
Madden ratings and UFOs.
And government conspiracies. Is this typical for the Rush Hour reboot? Do we get into government conspiracies usually?
No.
Okay.
I'm actually pretty happy that I found out I had a Madden rating today of above 10. This is great. I'm pretty excited about this.
up against the -4 that you thought you had. Concerning that, yeah, this has been a big segment for you.
Yeah.
Do you have more, Aaron? I don't even know how to go on after this.
No, I think you just teased the next segment
right.
at this point. I think we're all just Our mind has been like...
I just want to talk to Michaela for an hour. I just want that to be the next hour of the show. All right. Have you subscribed to the Doug and Wolf podcast? Subscribe right now on your iPhone or Android, and you'll never miss any of the show. It's the Doug and Wolf podcast brought to you this week by PhoenixHousePainting.com. Up next, should teams be worried about how players influence their roster? It's Luke Lipinski and Rudy Carpenter in for Doug and Wolf, live from the Ak Chin Community Studios on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.